John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now from Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening is Mr. Evening.
Yes, the man himself, the one and only...
Jason Bonham.
Yes.
How are you, my brother?
I am doing very well. I am sitting by my poolside in sunny Florida as a farewell, because we put the bags are packed and we leave here this afternoon, and we are going to be looking forward to it. You know, so by the time we get to you guys, it's going to be tight but loose, and probably the set list would have changed three times already.
Explain something to people. For the longest time, it was Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience. Now it's Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. What's that all about?
The main thing is JBLZE was the logo that I was trying to, just to make it so it wasn't always a mouthful.
Uh-huh.
50th year this year, the boys, they had a plan, I don't know what it is, for the terminology, the Led Zeppelin Experience.
Okay.
So they said, could I free up that so it doesn't get confused with what they
are planning to do,
in
sure.
mind, which, sure. as I said, I have no idea what it is. I said, of course. Then I was going, but what am I going to, you know, I've got this huge backdrop with JBLZ in it, and my license plate is JBLZ. So I was going, extravaganza, no, that doesn't work. Enlightenment, no, that doesn't work. Entertainment, no. And it just naturally went, okay, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. And I just hope we don't play in the afternoon, otherwise it doesn't work.
How old were you when you started playing drums? You were really young, weren't you?
Yeah, 5 and a half, where we have, you know, old movie footage where I'm playing along.
Is this something your parents were proud of? And like when friends would come over, they would go, Jason, play something for them.
Yeah, I mean, I was encouraged from day one to be the look at me, look at me, look at me child, pulling on the coattails of, I didn't care who they were. I mean, some of them could have been members of the Beatles, but it was like, you have to watch me. Yeah, Dad was very, very proud. He'd usually come wake me up and go, oh, come and play the drums for my friends. I always say he's with me because I have moments still now on stage. I mean, and it sounds weird playing these songs. If I do something on the kit, I kind of look for that, like, he'd have liked that.
He'd have liked that one. Okay.
He'd have given me, like, hey, what did you do there? You know, I always like to say, I'd love to be able to do a fill where he would say, hey, how did you do that?
Sure. Speaking of Dad, didn't they just erect a statue of your dad in his hometown? And not only is it a statue of him, it's a statue of him behind a drum kit, his drum kit.
Yeah, it was a monument that was being worked on for a while now that the town wanted to do. There used to be an old bandstand in that area of the town that he was born in. They put it up in true Led Zeppelin mystique. They put it up overnight of the 30th. So then in the morning of the 31st, on his 70th birthday, it was there. The only negative thing I saw of it all was I just didn't want ever to imagine it to be used as a place where kids would go and get drunk or, you know, have somebody urinating on my father or somebody spray painting it or
what if it was physical graffiti? Hey-o.
Please.
I'll show myself out.
That was very good, though. It took you all of that time this morning to come up with that one.
That's why I'm in morning radio.
Jason, and it's always a pleasure. Thank you, my man. You take care of yourself. You hear me?
Thank you very much. Take care, guys, and I'll see you soon.